Chapter 12. Enjoy the Kingdom. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter 1, 7-9. For many centuries, the beautiful dove has symbolized two things, peace and the Holy Spirit. When John the Baptist immersed Jesus in the Jordan River, the Spirit of God descended in bodily form like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." Luke 3:22. It was the dove that announced to Noah that the waters of the great deluge had dried up. It's not surprising, therefore, that I encountered doves on my next visit to heaven. It was the morning of April 3, and the Lord was with me from 6 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. After 30 minutes of shaking and groaning, I heard the Lord's voice, and he took my hand. Soon thereafter, I saw my transformed body walking on the beach with the Lord. We went to heaven together, where we changed into different robes. We crossed over the Golden Bridge and walked on the right side of a road. It was a very wide road that had a canopy of leaves overhead from the mighty trees that grew on either side of the road. This was a different road from any we had walked on before. We walked for a long time and then took a road to the right. We walked for quite a while on this road as well. It encircled the base of a large rocky mountain. To our left, there was a wide valley filled with green trees. The middle of the valley seemed to be filled with white gravel.